Welcome, everyone. It's Tuesday, April 15th. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sunshine notice, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting agenda for Tuesday, April 15, 2025. The time is now 7:12. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in November 21st, 2024, issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Kelly.
Present.
All present, Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Minutes, please.
We have Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for March 18th, 2025.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco? Mayor Kelly?
Aye. Thank you. Communications, please, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Nutley High School Volleyball Booster Club has submitted a letter requesting permission to hold a raffle on Sunday, June 1st, 2025, at 44 Park Avenue between the hours of 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. Motion, please.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Bills, please.
Yes, bill list for April 15, 2025. Public Affairs, $101,749. Revenue and Finance, $4,404,195.99. Public Safety, $37,573.65. Public Works, $104,541.08. Parks and Public Property, $642,498.95. Water and Sewer Utility, $623,135.00. Payroll as of April 14, 2025, regular payroll total, $963,848.96. Overtime payroll total, $57,935.26. Total payroll, $1,021,784.22, for a grand total of $6,935,429.38.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco? Aye. Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. At this time, we'll hear public comment on agenda items only. This is public comment on agenda items only. Those wishing to be heard on agenda items only, please approach the microphone and state your name for the record, please. Seeing none, Board Commissioner announcements. Commissioner Evans?
Nothing for me this evening.
Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, thank you. Yes, on this Thursday, April 17th, at dusk, we will have our flashlight Easter egg hunt. All right, at Reinheimer Park. And on Saturday, the 19th of April, we will have our egg extravaganza festival at 10 a.m. at 44 Park Avenue. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Commissioner Scarpelli?
Yes, Mayor. Last Saturday, we had a successful shredding day. We had over 300 residents show up with shredding. So it was a good event, something we do every year around Tax Day. And this Saturday, we're having our compost giveaway at the parking lot behind Chick-fil-A's. We're also going to set up a rigid plastic recycling container. So residents can drop off their rigid plastic if they're cleaning up their yards for the spring or any other rigid plastic they'd like to recycle. That's it, Mayor.
Excellent. Thank you. Commissioner Petracco?
Yes, I'd just like to thank all public safety. Saturday, we had a very, very beautiful Easter bunny in the fire department that we took pictures with all the kids on Saturday, that rainy day. And then Sunday, the volunteer fire department had the pancake breakfast, very successful. They did an excellent job. And just One last thing. I'm sure everybody's seen the police all over town enforcing these crosswalks. So please, you know, I said at the last meeting, God forbid if you hit somebody, you know, there's two tragedies when somebody gets hit by a car, the person who hits them and the family who either is injured or loses someone. But just very crystal clear, it doesn't matter if it's the President of the United States that goes through one of these crosswalks and these guys are out on force, you will get a ticket. Anybody in town, please yield to pedestrians. And this is a loud shout out to the pedestrians also. Please at night wear bright clothing. Please, before you step in a crosswalk, look both ways. Even though you have the right of way, it's not worth having your AirPods on or looking at your cell phone and getting hit by a car. So it's a team effort, and you know, we need the help of the residents, pedestrians, and our police department. Thank you, Mayor.
One more thing, Mayor.
Absolutely.
So just to wish everybody a happy Passover and a happy Easter.
Yes, thank you. Happy Passover, happy Easter to everyone. The health department will be doing its annual rabies vaccine clinic on April 22nd, which is this Tuesday, from 4 to 7:30. And as always, we're doing this in conjunction with the Revenue and Finance Department, so you could bring your pet to get vaccinated and then register them with the Revenue and Finance Department. The vaccine is good for 3 years, so if you previously got your pet vaccinated last year, you don't need to come again this year. If you're within 1 year, you're more than welcome to come and have the vaccine administered to your pet. If you're more than a year out, the veterinarian is going to say to come back next year. We also have the monthly Children's Health Clinic on April 17th at 8:30 at the Nutley Health Department. On April 24th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., we have a depression screening at the Health Department. And on May 6th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Health Department, we have melanoma screening. If anyone's interested in any of these programs, please call the Health Department for more information. At this time, we'll roll into ordinance introductions. Commissioner Evans?
Thank you, Mayor. This is an ordinance that amends our current ordinance related to tobacco. Actually, it has to be related to liquor licensing. We haven't changed our liquor licensing fee since 2010, and this ordinance reflects an increase in the annual cost of the licensing fee. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertise the Nutley Sun together with a notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on May 6, 2025. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petrarca?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. And now we have ordinances on second reading. I just want to continue, Commissioner Evans.
Thank you, Mayor. This is an amendment to our existing ordinance to include hemp shops that are subject to licensing. It also restricts the number of hemp shops and vape shops to actually the number that we have in place today. It also reduces the licensing fee from $1,500 down to $750 annually.
Thank you, Commissioner Evans. At this time, I'll open up the public hearing on ordinance number 3577 regarding the regulation and sale of tobacco, hemp, and related products. Anyone wishing to be heard, please approach the microphone and state your name for the record.
Move to close.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petrarca?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
My next ordinance is... move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petrarca?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Now can I move on? Okay, ordinance number 3580. This ordinance is actually addresses some technology improvements in the municipality, specifically running a fiber line access to the school facility, which will now be located at 777 Bloomfield Avenue, as well as some other improvements within the municipality. Open the public hearing.
At this time, we'll open the public hearing on ordinance number 3580 for technology improvements. Anyone wishing to be heard on this ordinance, please approach the microphone and state your name for the record.
Seeing no one. Want to close?
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Abstain.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. Moving on to resolutions, Commissioner Evans.
Yes, thank you. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, through the Treasurer B, and is hereby authorized to refund overpayment of property taxes in the amount of $7,298.54 for Block 4400, Lot 1. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
My next two ordinances relate actually to the same thing. We did have a sewer main break between Conover Avenue and Florence Street, requiring emergency repairs. When emergencies occur under NJSA 48:11-16, we can enter into contracts to get that done immediately without having to go through the public bidding process. We have engaged, I've received a proposal from Montana Construction Corporation at 80 Containt Avenue in Lodi for an amount not to exceed $60,000. Because we're in between the introduction of our budget and the adoption of our budget, it will require an amendment to our budget before we adopt the 2025 budget. However, funds are available in account 5057-10256. For this capital outlay. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, that does hereby authorize the Commissioner of Public Works and the Municipal Clerk to enter into an emergency contract with Montana Construction for an amount not to exceed $60,000. Be further resolved that the qualified purchasing agent and chief financial officer are authorized to take all necessary steps to comply with the resolution, and that two copies of this authorizing resolution be filed with the Division of Local Governmental Services, along with an affidavit of the Chief Financial Officer pursuant to NJSA 48:4-52. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
My second resolution relates to the exact same thing, but under NJSA 48:4-46, this sets up the emergency appropriation, which will be necessary in order for us to adopt an amendment to our budget for 2025. So be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that in accordance with NJSA 48:4-48, an emergency appropriation is hereby made for capital improvements, capital outlay $60,000. That said emergency appropriation shall be provided for in full for the 2025 budget in the water sewer utility, and two copies of this resolution will be filed with the Director of the Division of Local Governmental Services. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci? I'm sorry, Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Yeah, before I vote, I'd just like to thank Commissioner Evans for doing what we needed to do on an emergency basis so we can get that sewer line fixed. It was collapsed. There was no sewage passing on Passaic Avenue. We were able to bypass it over the weekend, and by Tuesday we had a contractor in there fixing it. Still some work to be done to get it totally fixed, but hopefully by the end of this week we'll have that all done. And thank you, Commissioner. Aye.
Commissioner Petracca.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
And as someone who lives on that street and was affected by it, it's much appreciated. Aye.
That's news I could have used.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, thank you. Whereas the Township of Nutley Department of Parks and Public Property provides transportation services to senior citizens free of charge who have no other means of transportation, whereas to receive money from the Federal Transit Administration As a recipient or subrecipient, the township is required to implement a non-discrimination policy to ensure compliance with Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Whereas the township has drafted a revised Title VI policy to ensure continued compliance with the Act, which was subsequently reviewed by the New Jersey Department of Transportation and found to be fully compliant with federal requirements. And whereas the Township of Nutley accepts the attached revised Title VI non-discrimination policy as approved by the New Jersey DOT, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Mayor and Board of Commissioners and Town Clerk are hereby authorized to execute all documents necessary to ensure compliance with this resolution. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas in 1949, the legislature set aside the last Friday of April as Arbor Day to promote the planting of trees and to encourage the protection of our forests from fires and pests that destroy the beauty and usefulness of our woodlands. Whereas half of New Jersey's total land area is forested or tree covered, whereas trees play an important role in the ecosystem in which we live. The trees reduce the erosion of our precious topsoil caused by wind and water, clean the air we breathe and the water we drink, produce oxygen, provide habitat for birds and wildlife, and reduce heating and cooling costs by moderating temperatures. Whereas trees are a renewable resource, giving us paper for fine literature, wood for homes, fuel for fires, and countless other wood products. And whereas trees provide increased property value, enhanced economic viability, and pleasing aesthetic qualities along streets and properties in municipalities. And whereas tree planting in yards and farms and schoolyards and parks and along streets and highways creates an enduring heritage for generations that follow. And whereas the Township of Nutley has completed its 36th year as a member of Tree City USA, and whereas I, Commissioner Mauro Tucci, Director of Parks and Public Property of Township of Nutley, do hereby proclaim April 22nd, 2025 as Arbor Day in the community of Nutley and urge all citizens to support efforts to protect our trees and woodlands and to support our town's urban forestry program. And further, I urge all citizens to plant trees to gladden hearts and promote the well-being of present and future generations. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Scarpelli, I see you don't have anything on for this evening.
Nothing on this evening.
Thank you. Commissioner Petracco?
Whereas the Township of Nutley recognizes the threat that natural hazards pose to people and property within Nutley, whereas the Township of Nutley has prepared a multi-hazard mitigation plan, hereby known as the 2025 Essex County Hazard Mitigation Plan, in accordance with the federal laws, including the Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act, as amended, the National Flood Insurance Act of 1968, as amended, and the National Dam Safety Program Act, as amended, and whereas in 2025, Essex County Hazard Mitigation Plan identifies mitigation goals and actions to reduce or eliminate long-term risk to people and property in the Township of Nutley from the impacts of future hazards and disasters. And whereas the adoption of the Board of Commissioners Township of Nutley demonstrates its commitment to hazard mitigation and achieving the goals outlined in the 2025 Essex County Hazard Mitigation Plan. And now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the 2025 Essex County Hazard Mitigation Plan is hereby adopted, and that while content related to the Township of Nutley may require revisions to meet the plan approval requirements, changes occurring after the adoption will not require the Township of Nutley to readopt any future iterations of this plan. Subsequent plan updates follow. Approval period for this plan will require separate adoption resolutions. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
That's all I have. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. I have four resolutions on for this evening, starting with resolution number 125. This is a resolution for various raffle licenses within the municipality. The first one is Homeschool Association Good Shepherd Academy, license number 2625, June 18, 2025, off-premise merchandise raffle. Nutley Family Service Bureau, license number 2725, June 7, 2025, on-premise turkey tray. Nutley Family Service Bureau, license number 2825, off-premises 50-50 cash raffle, Saturday, June 7, 2025. Nutley High School Volleyball Booster Club, on-premises Tricky Tray, license number 2925, June 1st, 2025. Nutley High School Volleyball Booster Club, off-premise merchandise raffle, license number 3025, June 1st, 2025. Whereas the applications have been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department, have therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are hereby approved. And the municipal clerk is authorized to issue said licenses. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Thank you. The next one I have on for this evening. Oh, sorry, aye. We're all screwing up tonight. This, moving on to the next one I have on for this evening is resolution number 10125. And this is to recognize Thursday, April 24th as a day of remembrance for the victims of the Holocaust. Whereas the Holocaust was the systemic persecution and murder of 6 million Jews and millions of other innocent victims by the Nazi regime and its collaborators, whereas Holocaust education and remembrance are essential to ensuring such atrocities never happen again, whereas the theme for 2025 is survival and life after the Holocaust, we stand united against all forms of hate that continue to threaten communities worldwide. Whereas this includes harassment and calls for violence against Jews in our schools, in our communities, and online, displaying anti-Semitism is reprehensible and dangerous. We, the people of Nutley, should always remember that the terrible events of the Holocaust and remain vigilant against hatred, persecution, and tyranny. Therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners and Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, recognize the evening of Wednesday, April 23rd, through the evening of Thursday, April 24th, 2025, the Day of Remembrance of the Victims of the Holocaust, also known as Yom HaShoah, in honor of the survivors, as well as the rescuers and liberators, and further resolve that we as citizens of Nutley should work to promote human dignity and confront hate whenever and wherever it occurs. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye. And I did that in time to read this, especially since it's also Passover. So I think it's a great time.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. The next one I have on for this evening is to recognize the month of May as Mental Health Month, and I do know that there's a lot of recognition in the month of May, and we'll have more on for the May meeting, but this is the first of many recognizing the month of May as an important recognition month. This is resolution number 10225, whereas mental health is extremely important at every stage of life, from childhood to adulthood, whereas nearly one in five American adults will have a diagnosable mental health condition in any given year, whereas 50% of all lifetime mental illness begins by age 14 and 75% by age 24, whereas suicide is the second leading cause of death among people aged 10 to 14, whereas connecting with people, being physically active, practicing mindfulness, and being kind to yourself could help you feel more positive and get the most out of life. Whereas the organization Mental Health America has chosen turn awareness into action as a theme for 2025. This theme celebrates and promotes, it celebrates the progress made in recognizing the importance of mental health and challenges that individuals turn understanding into meaningful steps toward change. Whereas the Township of Nutley remains committed to ensuring our community remains a stigma-free zone that was designated in April of 2021. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, recognize May as Mental Health Month, and call upon all citizens, government agencies, public and private institutions, businesses, and schools in the Township of Nutley to recommit to our community to increasing awareness and understanding of mental health, the steps that our citizens can take to protect their mental health, and the need for appropriate, accessible services for all people with mental illnesses at all stages. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Before I vote, I would just like to say that we have resources available, especially at the health department. As the resolution calls out, Nutley is a stigma-free zone and will continue to be a stigma-free zone. So if you're in need of help, don't hesitate to reach out. The health department has a counselor on hand every Friday, and if you need help on another day of the week, we have a contract with Nutley Family Service Bureau, and we can get you the help that you need. If you desire more information, please reach out to the health department if you have any issues regarding mental health. I vote aye.
The last one I have on for this evening is a resolution recognizing the month of May as Melanoma Skin Cancer Detection and Prevention Month. And as I said earlier, there's a lot of recognition in the month of May, and we'll have more on at the next meeting. We just wanted to split it up. This is resolution number 10325, whereas more people are diagnosed with skin cancer each year in the United States than all other cancers combined. Whereas current estimates that are 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer by the age of 70. Whereas the American Academy of Dermatology encourages everyone to perform regular skin self-exams to check for signs of skin cancer, and so half of all melanomas are self-detected. Whereas when detected early, the 5-year survival rate for melanoma is 99%. Whereas melanoma is most commonly associated with skin cancer, but can be detected in other places on your body, such as hair, the lining of our internal organs, our eyes. When it forms in the eye, it's known as ocular melanoma, or more specifically, uveal melanoma, because it forms in the uveal tract of the eye. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, to recognize May 2025 as Melanoma/Skin Cancer Detection and Prevention Month, and encourage all residents to take necessary precautions to prevent and or decrease their risk of melanoma and other skin cancers, and to seek out free skin cancer screening where available. One such screening will be available at the Nutley Health Department on Tuesday, May 6th, from 2 to 4 p.m. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye. And that's all I have. At this time, we'll open the meeting up to the public. Anyone wishing to be heard may address the Board of Commissioners. Approach the microphone and state your name for the record, please.
First thing are these heavy, cumbersome garbage. I mean, for a woman living alone, it's really difficult to have these garbage in the room. They're absolutely ridiculous. You don't have to truck to handle them. Why do you have to have them now? And why did your name have to be like?
Sure, Mrs. Baza, the reason for the change had to do with ongoing circumstances regarding the reason for the change had to do with ongoing circumstances regarding the finances. Had we done nothing, the increase to the budget and to our taxes would have been substantial, where this change allowed us to avoid a significant cost increase. What size can do you have? So the default is for everyone to get 95 gallons. We do have 64-gallon containers available. And we'll, if you just call the health department, we'll swap that out for you as soon as we are able.
Oh, and I can get a smaller one?
Right, at no cost.
Well, I have to be careful with that. But, you know, they don't even take the garbage that's in it. They only reach it, and what they can reach, they put the garbage in the working space and the garbage in there.
Yes, and so that's a concern we have, and it's an issue we're dealing with the town attorney to get compliance with our contract. And so we've had a number of ongoing conversations with the garbage contractor. However, it hasn't borne any fruit, so we're looking at escalating it through the town attorney. So the language on the trash cart was because we capitalized it, and the language was approved by the town attorney because we had to designate that the ownership of the can belongs to the township. Like I said, the language was approved by the town attorney.
They don't know if any other town has a councilman or a mayor, right? So what we're doing is we're advertising for them. So are we willing to pay the taxpayers for advertising?
I don't believe it's advertising, and as I said, the language was approved by the township attorney. As I said, the language was approved by the township attorney. We were required by law to designate the property of the township.
Why did your name have to be on the board? The doctor was saying something to congratulate him, because he doesn't know of any other town that a councilman has their name on the
I don't believe that's accurate, but... Well, I mean, that's your opinion. My opinion is it's not advertising for me.
It still doesn't make common sense. Why your name has to be on a garbage can and not on my property. I didn't give you permission to advertise on my property.
Well, it's not, as I said, it's not advertisement. It's a requirement under the law.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we do that on an ongoing basis.
But maybe, but what about in Logan, you know, a private policy? I have a tree on the tennis place, on my idea of lane.
Mm-hmm.
If it falls, it's going right on my house.
Mm-hmm.
Because they trim all their, you know, their stuff.
Right, on their side, correct.
Yeah, and I can't get in here to trim on my...
Mm-hmm. John Linson, yes. If you would like something from the township arborist, he's a certified tree expert. We'd be happy to facilitate that for you.
That tree fell the other day. One of the homeowners that pay $6,000 to have their electricity hooked up.
Yeah. Well, Mrs. Bowser, sometimes you can't. You can't tell, all right, what's going on the inside of a tree. There's different techniques that they use. They drill into them. They have sounding devices that they use to see if they're solid and they're still sound. But every now and then, it's difficult to determine whether a tree is hazardous. If it's hazardous or it's infringing upon anyone's safety, or we believe it could in the very near future, we take them down on public property. A private property, well, we're not...
Why not pass an ordinance saying that if the tree reaches a certain age, it's home on it, and pass an ordinance saying...
Well, because it varies. They're all different. They all decline at a different pace. So to just, you know, try and broad brush, you know, every different species of trees wouldn't be a correct thing to do. I mean, but we are constantly evaluating the trees that are out there. Mr. Linson's in town every week. All right, our shade, wait, our shade tree people are out every single day, all right, along with all of our supervisors, and if there's a tree that looks like it's going to pose a danger to anyone, we act on that immediately.
Yeah, in addition to the fact that it's dangerous, the tree that has all that hay that falls,
mm-hmm.
it costs me $600 just to have it cleaned up, and I have a pool in my yard. You understand what means to have a pool?
Yes, I do understand what it means to have a pool. Yeah, I know. Well, you know. I have the same issue. But, you know, fortunately, you know, the trees in Nutley were here before the homes were. As the town developed and more homes were built, they didn't eliminate many of the trees because that adds to the character and the charm of the town. I mean, we're constantly replanting. We replant different species. All right, that aren't as large and fit in the planting strips and don't present the same types of dangers. But you have to remember, going back when, you know, this was farmland, there were many large trees, and, you know, many of them are aging out. All right, and there's a balance that we have to strike. All right, because people love trees. If you read the information, put it. Well, maybe you live in the wrong town if you don't love trees, because we've been a tree city for 36 years. I know you do, yes.
But the point is that there's a limit, you know, to what people...
Yeah, and you're correct. And the arborist does, in fact, zero in on that.
We have many, many trees. Unfortunately, he can't get all of them all of the time, but he does the best that he can, you know, with the personnel that we have in the Parks Department.
And he's allowed to plant trees on property lines either.
Who's planting trees on property lines? Who's planting trees on property? You mean individuals? Homeowners? Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree with that. It's logical. People always come first. And then the trees, yes.
Anyone else wishing to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none, I believe we have a need for an executive session this evening, Mr. Bruno.
Mayor, we do have a need to go into closed session to discuss litigation.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion.
Move it.
Can I have a second?
No, second.
Second.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances, and whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, move into closed executive session to discuss litigation. Be it further resolved that at a time when such discussion may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Before I vote, I just want to wish all of our Jewish neighbors a happy Passover and all of our Christian neighbors a happy Easter. I vote aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. And we won't be conducting any more business this evening. Our next meeting would be Tuesday, May 6, 2025 at 7 p.m. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second. Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
The time is now 7:49.
That was a good one. Yeah.